Hello, this is Mark Lancaster, moderator for the Foundation for Living. I have my guest in the studio back here today, Reverend Dr. Neil Carlson, founder of the Foundation for Living back in 1972, and then subsequently, the Church in the Sun. Now, Sun is spelled S-O-N, meaning Jesus, not Sun, S-U-N, the brightly colored star that shines in the sky. The sun in the sky never sets on the Church in the Sun, meaning Jesus. My other guest in the studio today is Reverend Rick Frags.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, today they will be finishing up on this subject, the three baptisms. We've had one and two already, and here comes number three. So as I'm asking you guys, tell us what the third baptism is and perk up our audience with some more awesome stuff from your word.
Well, you ask and you will receive.
Thank you.
So, Rick, it's good to see you again, buddy.
It's good to see you.
Been a long time.
Haven't seen you in minutes.
Okay, so what? We're talking about the three baptisms in the Word of God. The first baptism was being baptized in the Christ. The second baptism was being baptized by water. And today, what are we talking about, Rick?
Being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Spirit?
Yep.
Wow, that might be due for some of our people, you know that. But the Bible does talk about being baptized by the Holy Spirit. And it's, of course, the statement being baptized by the Holy Spirit with its things that happen with it, like speaking in tongues, for example, has been great controversy in the American society. But aren't there scriptures, Rick, in the Bible that talk about being baptized by the Holy Spirit? Do you recall any?
Yeah, I grabbed some scripture for this.
Good, go for it. What are some of them, buddy?
Well, Matthew 3:11 and John 1:33.
Okay.
John the Baptist predicted that Jesus would baptize all men. John 7:37-39, Jesus promised it to everyone who would believe in him.
Okay.
Luke 11:9-13, Jesus promised the Spirit to all children of God who would ask. That's a big one. You got to ask.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple more.
Okay.
Jesus promised all men to tarry until he be endued with power from on high. Luke 24.
That's a good
one.
What was that phrase? Until they were endued with power?
With power.
From on high. That's good.
Peter promised it to all men in Acts 2.
That's right.
And 5.
I remember that.
Jesus died that all men might have it. Galatians 3, and okay. The early church expected all believers to receive it, and saw it that they
got it,
and saw that they did get it.
Yeah, that's probably
true. Acts 8:9-19.
That's good. That's good. So those are scriptural backgrounds for what we are talking to you, dear people who are here and they're listening to us today. So, I guess the first question, Rick, would be to answer just what is it if we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just what is it?
I think we're kind of touching a very touchy subject. You know, it's kind of divided the church up a lot into denominations and things like that. It's kind of been a battlefield, so to speak, of the church.
Right.
On one hand, you know, you have cessationists, which believes that all the works of the Holy Spirit, healing, prophecy, all that stuff was meant for back in the day. And all the revelation died when all the apostles in Jesus' day
died.
That's
what many believe. Right.
Now, I'm a continuationist, which I believe, and I think we all are, which we believe that the Holy Spirit, God is the same then and forever. You know, he's all the same.
Yes.
So I think, you know, we believe that the Holy Spirit will continue to move until God's church is in perfection.
Yes.
Amen. Right?
Amen.
You said yeah. Sorry, I'm trying not to preach.
Okay, that's good. Well, that's good. That's good, Rick. So I think you've explained to our audience, both here and there, that it is something that many people believe continues even today in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Very much so. And there are people who have been involved in they have involved themselves in this, quote, baptism of the Holy Spirit, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful subject that we're going to dive into later as we dialogue back and forth. You know that. So what is it? Why is it? How would you say why is it then? Why did we have this baptism?
What is it? Did you say what is it or why is it?
Well, let's talk. What is it then?
I think what it is, depending on which denomination you talk to,
mm-hmm.
A lot of Pentecostal denominations believe that being baptized by the Spirit, you have to speak in tongues. I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
I agree that way.
But there are, you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And what it is I believe it's a baptizing of God's gifting in you.
That's good. That's a good way to put it.
And his gifting, tongues is just one of them. You know, mm-hmm. and his giftings are just come into you and manifest in you.
That's good.
You know? So he lives in you, basically.
That's right. Because when you ask for salvation, we know that the dear Jesus comes and lives within us, lives within this temple in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very important. So that's what it is. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Why is it? Well, it's we can fast forward to it is if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, then you could actually speak in this special language, quote, mm-hmm. end quote. We call it his language,
mm-hmm.
speaking in his language. And he listens to us in his language. For example, I have an app on my smartphone. It's a translation app. So when I go to a place where I don't speak the language, for example, at a rest home, which I went to last month, I turned on my smartphone and I said, "Good afternoon, my dear lady. It is so good to see you." And then it translated into her Spanish language. She could understand what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm speaking in my tongues, I'm speaking in, let's say, a God, is that a good terminology? God language, would you say that would be good? We're speaking his language?
Yeah, for tongues, yeah, that's a good word.
Okay, we're speaking his language. And so, and there's great liberty in that. So that's why we have it. And of course, other subjects would be, how does it come about?
I think why we have it. I think why the Holy Spirit decides to baptize us in his Spirit is, for one, Paul talks about the edification of the church. And for two, he talks about to edify yourself, right?
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. But I think the primary reason why God gives us the Holy Spirit and his giftings, the primary reason is to edify the church, but the primary reason is for the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen. That's good. Right?
You know what I mean? It's Jesus' ministry continuing for people.
Continuing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's good.
So for me, it's like speaking in tongues. Since you've been talking about that, I'm just going to talk about that. Speaking in tongues, it edifies. It edifies yourself. Or healing, you're going to heal people. God's going to heal people if you just say, yes, okay, God, I'm going to go pray for this person. They get healed. It's because they can be reconciled back to the Father.
I know. Another good aspect of that is that it's for power. And some people ask for prayer, and we really don't know why, what they are in need of, but if you can pray in tongues, then God, who is hearing in his language, understands. Let's backtrack, Rick. You used the word edify.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Edify. When I ate lunch earlier, what I ate edified my body, right? But I did not know it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact that eating it and downloading it edified my body. Mm-hmm. So when I speak in his language, I am edifying my spirit man. And I don't understand how or why or how it works, but it does, like mm-hmm. you just said.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for me, I do have the gift of tongues, and I pray to God in gifts of tongues. I speak in tongues to Him. For me, I know it edifies me in my spirit, because when I speak in tongues, when I pray to God, it's bypassing my mind.
That's exactly right. Good phrase.
When I pray, like sometimes I can get my mind going and, am I going to pray right about this, or am I going to pray right about that? And I set out thought of how to talk to God. Well, when I'm praying in the spirit, I just bypass my mind and I'm praying with my spirit and with my heart. And
that's a great phrase, bypass. Like you're driving down the freeway and you get a bypass. Yeah. You know what the bypass does. And that's exactly what you're expressing to our listeners. It's bypassing our limited, stupid, excuse the expression, knowledge that we do have,
mm-hmm.
because we are bypassing it by speaking in this language. So do you think that everybody can have this prayer language?
Well, see, that's a debate that's been going on for a long time, okay? I have somebody very close to me in my household that believes that they don't have that gift of speaking in tongues, which is fine. That's cool. You know, that's okay. They have other giftings that don't really work with me, mm-hmm. but that's something that I just do, you know?
Wow.
So, but I do believe that I believe that every Christian out there is available for all of God's gifts.
Yes.
At any time. And it goes back, for me, it goes back to his tools.
His tools. Yes. It's just like, you know, he gave me the gift of this.
Yeah.
So you're playing the piano for us right now. That's a gift. That's in his toolbox.
Yeah.
And so that is in his toolbox.
That's right.
So it's available.
And I'm using his tools, too.
As our moderator is playing background music now. And as you say that, it's a tool. It's in his toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
It's in his toolbox. I believe everybody can have it. Does everybody have it? Absolutely no. Does that make you a better or worse Christian? Absolutely no.
You're talking about tongues.
Yeah, I'm talking about speaking in tongues. Oh, yes, mm-hmm. talking about. Because I have friends who have been baptized in the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
but they do not speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're talking about being baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That's the baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the features of that would be to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
You can. You don't have to, but Paul said, I wish that all of you would.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I encourage people to do that. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
This lady, this is many years ago, and where we used tape recorders. We used tape, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had this cassette tape, and it broke. And so this lady... the secretary gave it to me. I said, I can repair it. So I did the repair job. I took it apart and I spliced it with a piece of scotch tape and cut the edges and put it back in. Got in my car to make an appointment out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was driving out there, I decided I would listen to the tape to make sure it was working. And I was so fascinated by what I was hearing that I continued to listen to it. And here is what I heard. On the tape, the lady talking about what we're talking about now did not really believe about the furtherance of having the baptism of the Holy Spirit in that speaking in tongues. And so she, on this tape, said that she came home for the meeting that she was listening to about speaking in tongues. And so she went to her bedroom. She knelt beside the bed. And she just prayed. She said, and this is what I heard on the tape, that she said, I just prayed that I would have what I heard the pastor talk about tonight, because I really desire this speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And on the tape, I heard that she said, as I said that, all of a sudden, the furnace went on, blowing air into her room, which blew upon her as a mighty rushing wind.
Wow.
And boom, she broke out speaking in tongues.
Wow.
So that was a crazy experience that came about.
So you heard all that on that tape that you fixed?
I heard that on the tape, Mr. Moderator. Yes.
That's awesome. I can go back to when I was baptized in the Spirit.
Good.
In the Holy Spirit. Again, I'm not saying that you have to speak in tongues and you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit unless you speak in tongues. I'm not going to say that.
Right.
But I'm saying for me, that was a result of my baptism. I was a Christian for years, and then all of a sudden, just like that, like you said, it was a rushing wind, just like an axe, too.
The ultimate confirmation.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I don't want to eat up too much time, but My wife and I, we had been experiencing a lot of stuff in our life. You know, we had lost two children. My wife went to third trimester twice. Okay,
I remember
and,
that.
And when my daughter was about to be born, I remember just praying to God, like, you know, I've given you my children, like, it's all you, it's your children, and I'm just here, you know, and I remember God. You know, I was just crying to him, and I remember him just talking to me, and he says, you know, you've been, you know that song, Chasing You Like a Precious Jewel? If I give up on you, I'd be a fool. Yeah. It's old hymnal. Okay. So God spoke to me, and he said, you know, you've been chasing after me like a precious jewel whole time through all these trials and tribulations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. That's okay, good. God, okay. Like, I knew it was him. I'm like, okay, Lord, here we go. So he goes, like every gold and silver needs to be purified by fire, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and he was talking about my trials, about me being purified, being purified. He goes, and this whole time, Rick, you've been chasing after me like a precious jewel, but now I seek after you. You're my jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he says, and now you've been baptized by fire. And like a wind came in, and I fell to my knees. I fell to my knees, and I just started speaking in these tongues, I couldn't help it. It wasn't me, I was doing
it. Right. That is the Spirit of God in you.
And it was just such a special experience, and ever since that day, it's just been like I've had God's anointing and his giftings, for his ministry.
That's good. Rick.
It just went from a moment of checking in to church service to, whoa, I'm a full-time minister.
Wow.
That's really
it's
good.
Awesome. God is awesome.
That's really
He loves us
about.
So much.
Mm-hmm. So this baptism of the Holy Spirit is just I could say it's another step, maybe, Rick. You know, we accept Jesus as our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
We get baptized, but now we want to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and use that word fire, which is pretty hot word. Baptized by fire, and it can produce those beautiful words. And so that's why it's so important that we encourage the listeners that if you are a born-again believer, that you can speak in the tongues, because it will definitely edify you, because it has proven to be true with so many people. Edification.
But I'm not saying that you have to.
I agree with you 100%.
I'm saying for me,
And for me, for example, when I was pastoring at the community church in King City for 29 years until 2000, we had a dear family come into the church in the late 70s who I would say brought into our church, Rick, the information about the baptism, because I was pretty much a loser in that area.
No, you were a Baptist. You knew everything. You were good. You knew your scriptures.
Okay,
good.
That's another story. Anyway, so my wife went over to this lady's house once to be prayed for. And if I can recall the story correctly, it turned out that they laid hands upon her, and she was prayed for, and then they asked if she wanted her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which she did. And if I recall correctly, they said she lifted up her hands to pray, and all of a sudden she fell to the floor. She laid on the floor, Rick, for 2 hours, they said. Hard to believe. But I had a confirmation because I later called this lady and verified it. 2 hours she laid on the floor speaking in tongues. Anyway, so after that, she got up, and she was so happy. But then she got very sad. And the lady said, "Why, Nancy, are you sad?" And her reply was, "I've got to go home and tell Neil." What will Neil say? What will Neil do? So she came home and told Neil, and I'm Neil. And so I said, "Well, that's okay. Fine. It's good for you, but not for me."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I alluded earlier about the tape that I listened to about this lady.
Yeah.
So every Thursday, I would go out to a place to prepare my sermons. I had 5 different sermons every week. And so I was going out, and I was out laying on the cot.
Yeah.
I had my shorts on, working on my tan, and right before me, like 20 feet ahead of me, was a stream 40 feet wide. On the other side of the stream was a cliff straight up.
Yes.
So I'm laying there soaking in the sun, S-O-N, and the S-U-N, both.
Yeah.
Tanning my body. And so I said, "God, I don't understand this tongue speaking. If it is for me, you've got to give me a sign like that lady who listened to the tape and had the rushing wind."
Right.
Mm-hmm. As I said those words, all of a sudden there was an earthquake-like, because there was the roaring, rumbling, and half so much of that shale on that cliff that was vertical, just not too many feet away, started falling down into the water. Bubbling.
Oh, my.
And then when that happened, I started, because I knew I had been baptized by fire, but there was no outward manifestation of that.
But
it was at that point.
Gotcha.
And that's how I got my tongues. So I could hardly wait to drive home and tell Nanny, "Guess what, honey? Yes."
Wow.
So it was a manifestation. It was a manifestation.
Right.
So
it is something that is given to us, and that's why Paul says, I think it's 1 Corinthians 14:5, "I would that all of you spoke mm-hmm. with tongues right. and pray in the Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
So when I don't know how to pray for somebody, I know I just can pray in his language.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that instantly I've got a great connection with no interference to the great white throne.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody speak in tongues? Of course not. Can everybody? I say you could. Yes, you possibly can.
Here's a question, not to butt in.
But sure. Well, you're the moderator.
In speaking in tongue, is it? Do you know what you're saying, or does it? Is the Lord, your spirit, creating the language as speaking in tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of what you're saying, or you just know that the love in your heart for the Lord is coming out in tongue?
That's good.
That's interesting.
A good question. Most of the time when I speak in tongues, I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because I'm talking to Him.
There you go.
However, there are times another subject, my friend, interpretation of tongues. So sometimes if I'm in a group and we're praying
mm-hmm.
and somebody would speak in tongues, if appropriately, so somebody else may hear that and interpret that. That would be tongues with interpretation, which is another segment.
That's to edify the church.
But when I speak in tongues, basically I'm edifying myself. And I'm praising my dear Jesus because I'm talking in His language.
Okay.
To go with that question, I'm going to throw in an application. If you do speak in tongues, at home by yourself, I'm not saying like in church, because, you know, everything's for edifying yourself at this point. This is what we're talking about, edifying ourselves.
Right on.
So I challenge you, if you do speak in tongues, if you do have that with that prayer language, to go ahead and try to interpret what you did. Yes. I've heard a teaching of somebody before, and they were talking about this, and they said that a lot of times God will actually give you revelations through your tongues.
That's true.
if you just start using your language after you speak in tongues, you'll go like, whoa. Sometimes God has spoken to you like
but
that.
But I want to inject.
So just
the word sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always. Sometimes.
It's all for edifying yourself. Oh, that's, you know?
Like, so, I went back. Great. Back up about the hamburger, you know?
Yeah.
I ate it, and I don't have a clue that it did anything for me, but I know it edified my BODY. So when I speak in tongues, the Bible says it edifies my spirit man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the bottom line, to wrap this segment up about the three baptisms, we conclude with the words of Paul, and he did say this in the Bible. He said, I wish that everybody would speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my admonition to you, dear listeners, that if you are saved, you would carry it a step further. It does not mean that you are saved or not saved if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I would say, wouldn't you, Rick, it's the next step, like it pushes you in a different arena.
Yeah, I think it makes you go deeper.
That's the good word, yes. You know? It makes you go deeper. And so you got the ticket to go, but let's go first class, if I can say it that way.
Yeah, you can.
That with that beautiful, beautiful note that God is speaking to us. So, Abba Father, my prayer is that there is a special listener right now who has tuned in their spiritual ear. And I pray that they would tune in their tongue to have an experience with you as never before, which is to talk to you in your language, to just, because as that person said, how do you do it, Neil? I said, as I will tell you right now, my listener, just whether you're kneeling or standing or sitting, even driving your car or listening, you will just open your mouth and say, Father God, I just want to take a deep breath, and I want to speak out your word. Oh, and let that word come out, because you have to use your tongue to give the tongues. So I encourage you, dear, to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.